worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. 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 If the world can scream to their fans, why can't we scream for Jesus? If the world can worship their gods, why can't we worship our God? Come on, let's worship Him. Let's invite His presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, a little bit louder. Can you do a little bit louder? It's for Him. It's for the one that deserves the glory and the honor today. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder. I want to say one more time, it is an honor to be at this camp. And last night, it was just awesome. The Word of God, the music. I was touched by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We had a tremendous service last night. And it's so good to be here. I give honor to all the pastors that hold this meeting. This is an awesome meeting. You can tell that it's a holiness meeting. I'm glad that there are still people that believe in holiness. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many is glad that you are a holiness person today? You believe in separation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost here today. Praise God. Amen. A few people has requested me to sing. I'm going to try to sing today. Y'all just worship the Lord with me. I've been living in this world for quite a long time, always looking for a place to call my home. Well, I was never quite satisfied with what I found down here. So I'm moving to my brand new home. Oh, this is an address change, not a vocation. Though I'm moving, yes I am, to a much better place, where there'll be no tears, no sorrows, there'll be no more pain. This is to tell you my address changed. The place where I'm moving, it's lovely, lovely and new. There's a river that flows like crystal, hallelujah, and walls of jasper too. Oh, the street in front of my house, hallelujah, it's made of pure gold, and it's a place where we'll never grow old. And this is an address change, not a vocation. Oh, I'm moving, yes I am, to a much better place, where there'll be no tears, no sorrows, there'll be no more pain. This is to tell you that my address change. Portuguese now. O lugar que estou mudando é amoroso, sim, eu sei. As ruas são de ouro, e os muros de jaspe também. Oh, a rua em frente à minha casa é feita de puro ouro. É um lugar que jamais envelhecerá. For I'm moving, yes I am, to a much better, better place. And where there be no tears, no sorrows, there'll be no more pain. And this is to tell you that my address gonna change one more time. Well, the place where I'm moving, it's lovely, lovely and new. There's a river. How many wants to go there? Oh, the street in front of my house, it's made of pure gold. And it's a place where, hallelujah, we'll never, never grow old. Oh, this is an address, change, not a vocation. For I'm moving to a much better, better place. And where there be no tears, no sorrows, there'll be no more pain. This is to tell you, my address changed. And this is to tell you, that my address changed. Hallelujah. Come on, if you're planning on changing addresses, clap your hand and shout hallelujah as loud as you can shout to Jesus. One of these days we're going to change addresses. And I want to be there. I want to be in that number. There's an old song that we sing in Brazil, when the saints go marching in. I tell my church it doesn't matter if I'm in the middle of the line or in the last of the line, but I just want to be there. I want to be in that number. Hallelujah. I want to make heaven my home. Thank you, Jesus. If you open your Bible in the book of Luke chapter 8 and verse number 43. Praise the Lord. Very known scripture, but I'm going to read what the Holy Ghost impressed me to read today. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all of her living with physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stretched. And Jesus said, who touched me? And all the night, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throw thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that a virtue is gone out of me. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you put your Bibles in your chair right now, we're going to lift both hands in the air, making a funnel for the Holy Ghost. One more time to come upon us. Let's everybody, hallelujah, be in a vessel position so the Holy Ghost can fall on you today. Hallelujah. Let's everybody take a few minutes and let's really pray like an apostolic church, as loud as you can pray to God right now. anything without your power. We can't do anything without your anointing. Come on, prayer warriors. I need some prayer warriors to pray. Oh, Jesus, we asking you to move in this service one more time. Help us, Holy Ghost. Walk among us right now, God. We are giving our life to you, and we are believing that you can do anything. We are putting our faith, oh God, in action right now, and we're believing that miracles, come on, I need some prayer warriors, miracles can happen in this house right now. We're believing that healing can happen in this service right now. We're believing that, God, you can fill people with the Holy Ghost in this service right now. We believe, God, that you can, oh God, answer prayers and fix problems and needs in this service right now. And we, as your people, we will not fail to give you glory. We will not fail to give you honor and praise. Let's begin to clap our hands and let's shout the name of Jesus about 3 or 4 or 5 times as loud as you can shout to the name of Jesus. Come on, young people, help Brother Alvar. Come on, everybody, help Brother Alvar. Say Jesus. Somebody need to call his attention right now. Somebody need to call Jesus' attention to this conference right now. God, praise God, praise God. You may be seated in Jesus' name for just a few minutes. I want to talk what the Holy Ghost has impressed in my heart today for this camp meeting, this family camp. I want to title this whatever speech, testimonies, message, whatever you feel like calling, the power of a made-up mind. The power of a made-up mind. Hallelujah. If you want to receive your miracle, you've got to have your mind made up. Hallelujah. We're living in a world that they have their mind made up for their things. And in Brazil, we're having strikes and we're having a lot of problems in our country right now. You have heard about Brazil and read stories of Brazil. Brazil is the largest Catholic country in the world. 80% of our population declared to be Catholics, but the same 80%, 60% of them declare to be devil worshipers. We are also the largest devil worshiping country in the world. On Sundays, they'll be at the Catholic Church worshiping their gods and idol gods. But on Mondays and Wednesdays and Friday nights, they'll be at the devil worshiping church worshiping the devil. And they worship the devil just as sincere as what we've worshiped Jesus here in this place. Today, they clap their hands, they sing, they run the aisles, they beat the drums, they scream, they worship, but they're worshiping the devil. If you would walk by a devil worshiping church, that we have literally church buildings with church names, but they're devil worshipers, you would think they're apostolic the way they worship the devil and make noise and beat those drums and worship him the devil. They have their mind made up that they are going to worship the devil. That's the reason when I come to church, I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm not going to let a devil worshiper out-worship me. I'm not going to let an idol God worshiper out-worship me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if God is on our side, who can be against us? If Jesus is on our side, there is nothing that can stop the move of the Holy Ghost. Oh, shout as loud as you can shout and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, shout as loud, young people. Come on, lift up your voice. And if you have a mind made up to receive your miracle today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the time, the last few months, you may be seated if you feel like it. We have seen marches and strikes. The federal police is on strike right now. The post office has been on strike for weeks. The teachers went on strike. Our country is going in a mess because they're trying to change the laws. And they're trying to be free, like they say. But they have their mind made up. Right beside our church, they were marching Sunday with red flags, communist flags, and having all kinds of saying and marches and trying to put on the people's mind that, you know, communist is good and that they want to change the country. Let me tell you, I'm preaching to a group of people today that has their mind made up. We're going to change our world. If the apostolic church put in their mind, we can change our city. We can change our county. You have power. The Bible said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. The apostolic church in our city are to be the most exciting place in town. Hallelujah, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. I have a young boy in our church by the name of Fabio. Fabio, I won him to God. He went to school with me in Brazil. He was Catholic. All of his family's Catholic. And he came to church one night. He was 15 years old. God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptized him in Jesus' name. And after when he went back home, his mother told him, Sister Maria, at the time she was not a sister, she was a devil. And she told him, she said, if you're going to be a Pentecostal, she said, you can't sleep in our house. America don't really know how blessed we are. We don't really understand what is persecution. It's coming to America, but we don't really understand what is persecution. Fabio told his mom, said, Mom, I'm going to be a Pentecostal. God fill me with the Holy Ghost. She said, well, honey, every time you go to that Pentecostal church, you're just going to have to sleep outside in the porch. He said, okay. For 5 years, every time Fabio went to church, he slept at the porch. They would not open the door. 5 years, his prayer request every service was, God, would you save my mom? Would you save my father? Would you save my family? When it was time for prayer request, I already knew what Father was going to say. Please pray for mom's salvation. I'm preaching about a mind made up. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. There is power when you make up your mind. Devil, you're not going to take my family. Devil, my God, you're not going to take my home. You're not going to destroy the youth group in my church. Come on, somebody need to make up your mind. We are going to have revival. We are going to see the chains broken. We are going to see revival.
Fabio prayed. One day he got home from work. His mom was waiting for him in the living room and said, son, I have to tell you something. He said, what is it, Mom? She said, I just came back from the doctor's office and the doctor said, I have cancer, stomach cancer, and I will be dead in the next, there's about 3 months of life in my body. Well, guess where she went to church the following Sunday? And she got there, and Catholics are very quiet in their church. The opposite from us, we are very loud. You can hear a mosquito in their church. At our church, you could hear a train going by. Years ago, the neighbors start persecuting the church that I pastor in Campinas. And the city mayor called me in his office We live in a city that is over 1 million people. It's a big town. But our church, God has honored our people in our church. We are known in our city by the Hallelujah Bunch. Because many times when the church is too full on the inside to shout, we have about 200 people that walk outside and shout in front of the church. So she came to our church and we were praying. We don't have prayer rooms because we don't have rooms. So our church, the sanctuary, is the prayer room. Everybody prays in the sanctuary and we believe in shouting prayer meeting. If you only can dance when the music is going on, there's something wrong with your Holy Ghost. You only can shout when the music and the drums is going. There's something wrong with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prayer meetings are the best Holy Ghost services. And people were shouting and dancing and running. And I saw when Mary walked in, I said, oh, Jesus. She walked in and went to the loudest service. She could walk in on a Friday night. It's Bible study. But Sunday night, Lord, she already hates us. And now she's going to hate us more. And she sat in the middle section of the church. And the church was praying. And all of a sudden, Mary, 5 years old, Mom, she just jumped from her chair and she threw her arms in the air and tears was flowing from her eyes and she was screaming, I am healed, I am healed, I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. And so I made my way down to where she was at. I said, Mary, are you okay? She said, I'm okay. I said, well, what's going on? She said, I prayed and I said, Jesus, if this church, they really have the truth, would you give me a sign? Now, this is a lady that never walked in a Pentecostal service, never came in an apostolic church. She said, and when y'all were praying, she said, I began to see angels everywhere. And they had pictures in their hand, and they were pouring something on top of the people that was praying. She said, God, if they have the truth, send an angel. She said, and I didn't finish, I almost finished saying, there was an angel right there, and he began to pour something on top of me. I felt fire burning from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. She said, I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that I am healed. Oh, I feel the anointing right now. The Holy Ghost is in this place right now. The Holy Ghost is in this service right now. It's here. Get determined. I'm going to touch the hem of His garment. I'm going to touch Him. I'm going to preach a little bit more. If you understand, it's okay. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here. How many feels the Holy Ghost in this house? That woman that had the issue of blood, she fought many obstacles, many problems to get to Jesus. Number one, she was weak in her body. She had lost blood for 12 years. Brother Hammond, she was probably not even walking. She was probably crawling. But if I can only touch Him, your miracle's not going to come flying in the air. You're going to have to battle for your miracle, honey. You're going to have to go to war for your miracle. There's going to be some tears. There's going to be some prayer meetings. You're going to have to go. There's going to be some shout going on. You're going to have to praise. You're going to have to lift up your voice for your miracle. Sister Mary did not get the Holy Ghost that night, but she got a good blessing. We have a group of sisters in our church. I used to have one, but it's contagious now. Old time apostolics. That if you don't get the Holy Ghost by wanting, you get it by shaking. Some of those grandmas that they'll just, woo! You know what I'm talking about. And I saw one of those just
coming closer to me. I said, uh-oh, here it goes. Welcome to Pentecost. Somebody's going to receive a miracle in this house. Somebody's going to receive the Holy Ghost in this place today. Hallelujah. 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 The following week, Mary went back to the doctor and she told the doctor, I need new x-rays. They said, well, Mary, you know we just did that last week. You ate up of cancer in your stomach. You have holes of cancer and you're all over your stomach. There's nothing. She said, oh, no, you don't understand. Sunday night I went to a Pentecostal church. I met the great physician by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He offered me his medication, his blood that was shed on Calvary. They prayed for me, anointed me with oil. She said, I need more tests done. They made tests, and when the test came back, Mary was in the office in the clinic, and hallelujah, the doctor was shaking their head. They did it again 3 times. Third time they came in and said, something has happened to you. She said, oh, I know it has. They said, you don't have no cancer. Your stomach is a brand new stomach. There's nothing. There's no signs of cancer in your body. Mary lifted up her hands inside the doctor's office and began to speak in tongues. God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Right there, she began to speak in another tongue. Baptize her in Jesus' name. And today she's a one God apostolic lady because a young boy was determined, my mom's going to be saved. My mom's going to get the Holy Ghost. My mom's going to serve God. Dedicating one of our daughter works close to our city, little village called Matong. It was about 25, 30 of us. First Jesus name church in that area. Pentecostal church. Very strong Catholic area. We didn't have instruments. Our instruments was our hands and our feet and our mouth, voice. We were singing and worshiping God old-fashioned. Little guitar and accordion. And I was playing my accordion. The brother was playing his guitar. And all of a sudden, people start throwing rocks at the church. And they begin to break the glass of the windows. And screaming and cussing. And it shocked everybody. So I told everybody, we stopped singing. I told everybody, come to the middle. I told the little children and the older people, I said, y'all get in the middle. And I said, us younger folks, we're going to make a circle around them. And we're going to hold hands. And we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We had a mind made up that God was going to have a church in that village. Hallelujah. We began to pray. The rocks were still coming in and glasses was being broken. People screaming and cussing. And the more we prayed, the stronger we just felt the presence of God. We began to speak in tongues and people began to dance and have a Holy Ghost time. About a few minutes later, the rocks stopped. The screaming stopped. And we couldn't hear anything. We knew, Elder Goldare, there was something in the supernatural that took in place. But we couldn't see. You know, God works in mysterious ways. I told the church, I said, let's worship God. I told the sisters, get the broom, clean the glass. We're going to start shouting again. We're going to start clapping our hands again. We're going to start dancing again. Because greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. We're going to praise Him. We're going to praise Him that God is opening a Pentecostal church in this village. The devil can't win the battle. I said the devil can't win your family. The devil can't win you. When you have a mind made up, you're going to serve God. You're going to receive your miracle. I know this is just very simple. The Holy Ghost is going to move here. Hallelujah. They clean the floor. We start dancing again, running, shouting. We had a Holy Ghost time. The next morning in the village, they have open air markets where they sell, you know, like the states used to be, meats and groceries. One of our brothers was at the market buying groceries, and a man came behind him and touched his shoulder, and he turned around, and the man said, "Sir, are you one of those believers?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Do you belong to that new church that was dedicated last night?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, I have something to ask you." He said, "I was born and raised in this area. I was born and raised in this village," he said. "And I have a question. I want to ask you something." He said, "Last night, I was one of them that was storming the church, that was throwing rocks at the building. We wanted to scare y'all off, and then we were going to destroy, and we were going to burn the church down." He said, "But whoa." He said, "When y'all started praying on the inside," he said, "the atmosphere change." And he said, "I want to know who are those soldiers that begin to come out from behind the church on both sides of the building. Soldiers Mokoshata begin to come toward our direction, and they made us leave." My God, I feel like shouting right now. I feel like dancing. Oh, come on, somebody. It's in the house right now. My God, this is an apostolic camp meeting. We just might as well act like apostolic. We just might as well shout our hair down, ladies. We just might as well get sweaty, brothers. Power. Power. A made up mind. When you make up your mind you're going to serve God, John said, there's no devil in hell that can prevail against you. Our brother began to weep and began to pray and speak in tongues. He says, "Sir, we don't have soldiers that lives behind our church. We don't have no guards, and we don't have money to pay for bodyguards. But yes, the Christians have a promise in the book of Psalms that the angels of the Lord encamp around those that fear them." He said, "What you saw, it was no natural man. What you saw, it was not natural soldiers. What you saw, it was not natural men walking with army clothes, but it was the angels of God that came down to help us. It was the angels of God." And from that day on, revival exploded in that village. And today stands a one God, Jesus' name, apostolic Pentecostal church in that area. Everybody that have your mind made up, we're going to pray. The Holy Ghost is going to move right now. You need the Holy Ghost? Just come stand real close right here. You need a healing? You need a miracle in your body? You need a miracle for your family? For your home? Just come by faith. Press through the crowd. Press through the crowd. That was the second point. She had a press to the crowd. She was weak. When she got to Jesus, there was a great multitude. She had a press through the crowd. He called up a shataya. Many times you have to press to the crowd of doubts and unbeliefs, and people's going to mock at you, and people's going to make fun of you. Oh, there you go, that apostolic one. There you go, that little Christian. But just press through the crowd. Press through the crowd. Your miracle is about to happen. Press through the crowd. If I only touch the hem of his garment, I know I don't have to have a conversation with him. I don't have to have a one-on-one conversation face to face. But if I only touch the hem of his garment, I know that I can be made whole. You have your mind made up? Are your mind made up for your miracle? For your miracle? Jesus is a miracle man. Come on. Jesus is a miracle man. I need a minister to start laying hands, please, and begin to pray. Pastor's wives, would you help and pray? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands as miracles are coming down in this house. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is what we come to. Break the chain.
Bind the
devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we got to rise to shake the foundations with prayer. Glory. Hallelujah. This is what we've come to do.
I need every apostolic person to lay your hands on somebody's shoulder. Ladies with the ladies, brother with the brothers. The Holy Ghost is about to explode miracles in this house right now. There's going to be a hallelujah going from one to another. Anointing is going to flow right now like a mighty wave. Are you ready? Are you ready? Holy Ghost is going to fall. Oh, go ahead right now. Pray.
Glory. Hallelujah. This is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Find the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we got a right to shake the foundation with prayer. Glory, hallelujah. This is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Find the devil in Jesus' name.
Come on, there's people receiving miracles. Okay.
We gotta rise to shake the foundation with praise. Glory, hallelujah. This is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Find the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we gotta rise to shake the foundation with praise. Break the chain. Bye. foundation with grace. Glory, hallelujah. This is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Find the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we got a right to shake the foundation with grace. I got a faith. Thank you.